this in your studio?
Ow.
Is this Jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the Week.
Oh, I'm so pumped about this Jabroni of the Week. We're going to start with Florida softball coach Tim Walton. You haven't seen this. This actually happened last night during a game with Auburn. After yesterday's game with Auburn, Tigers shortstop Haley Fagan got into a little bit of an argument, I guess, with Tim Walton. What he did is in the handshake line after the game, the head coach Tim Walton, he went to high-five Fagan, and she pulled her hand back, didn't want any part of that. So he hits her in the shoulder with his flat hand, like his high-five.
Open hand, yeah.
Yeah, and just knocked her in the shoulder. So she turns around, gives him a shove in the back, and he turns right around and gets in her face. The reason this all escalated in the first place is because, well, Fagan and Walton have a little bit of history, as her two sisters, Casey and Sammy, both played at Florida, and they were both dismissed prior to the NCAA tournament due to an, quote, altercation on the team. So apparently there was some bad blood before that, but it was Walton who got a little bit out of hand with it. Instead of just not, you know,
okay,
just taking the no handshake, no high five, just let it go, not slap somebody in the shoulder and then get in their face afterwards when they get angry about it.
So you're saying the coach needed to be the higher, be the, you know.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he's the coach.
Right.
I mean, you got to be.
Yeah, that's fair.
You got to think about that. Next dishonorable mention, Seattle Seahawks backup quarterback Trayvon Boykin. He was the passenger in a car accident which the car crashed into a bar in Dallas. This injured four people, including a bartender, but he was still arrested. He was he was charged with multiple things, including, I mean, drug charges, public intoxication.
Man, I didn't hear about this at all.
Well, apparently there's also a witness that thinks they saw Boykin actually driving the vehicle, and he actually switched seats with the passenger, but nothing has come up with that yet. So there's possibilities that for some of these charges, it could still be life-changing. It could get a lot worse, but we'll find out what happens later on. That's still a developing story. That didn't happen too long ago.
That's kind of disappointing because, you know, Trayvon Boykin was a pretty likable player at TCU. He was really good.
Next, got to go with my – John brought this up last week. It was actually – this is a follow-up of a dishonorable mention I had last week, and that was South African soccer player Mohamed Anas, who became an overnight sensation with a video of his post-game interview that he accidentally thanked his wife and his girlfriend. Well, then he responds with, "My family knows that I call my daughter my girlfriend. That's what I was talking about. I don't have a girlfriend." Dude, just –
okay.
Just back away.
Yeah.
You already lost. Just back away.
Maybe don't get in front of the microphone for a little bit.
But my Jabroni of the Week, this is the funniest story I've seen in quite a while. So in the NCAA tournament, the way Carolina got there was by beating Kentucky on a sweet shot with 0.3 to go to beat the Wildcats 75-73. And after that, Kentucky fans were sobbing. They were belligerent. They were disgusted. They were upset. They acted like they'd never been there before. They wanted that Final Four so bad.
Yep.
So, I mean, there were tons of great videos that went viral of fans, like, at bars watching the game. Just really told a great story about college basketball, how it could be so great at one point, and then 5 seconds later, it's a complete nightmare, and you're on your way out of the NCAA tournament. After that, they had a bit of an issue with a certain referee in that ball game that just happened to be John Higgins.
Johnny Higgins.
We know John Higgins quite well. We know his hair, probably the best. We don't know anything about him until now. Well, what happened is, why John Higgins is my Jabroni of the Week is because you could think of Kentucky fans for being such sore losers, but the story's just too good. You got to put it on John.
Oh, you're going with John?
Yes.
Oh,
He has a roofing company in Omaha, Nebraska. It is it's called WeatherGuard Inc. And by the way, the website for his roofing company is rooferies.com. Not a joke. That is real.
Love that.
And fans got on his Facebook site, his Facebook page for his company, and started rating his company a 1-star and leaving very what's the word I'm thinking of? Like
criticism and complaints.
Complaints, yeah. Bad reviews.
Yeah.
For instance, one of my favorite ones was from this guy named Jack. Sad excuse for a company. The business sucks. so bad that the owner had to get a job as a referee. Sadly, he's just as bad at that and tries to decide who wins the game. Another one I really liked here was very poor. Had a bad experience dealing with this company. I had a roof leak, and after Higgins came out to replace my roof, the whole roof collapsed. Then I tuned into watch the UK game, and he is a ref. What a joke. He needs to be fired and have to wear a paper bag over his head the rest of his crooked life.
Well, he had a bad first half of that game officiating-wise. I've seen, you know, I was watching the game, I saw the highlights, and I'm not a Kentucky guy, that's for sure, but he had a bad first half. But that's taking a little bit too far. The company has actually taken their Facebook page down. They've just totally gotten rid of it. And this is a development that maybe you didn't know about, Mitch, but this was a post to one of Kentucky's message boards where a fan claims that he actually called up John Higgins and personally told him that he sucks. And Higgins actually responded by saying, you know, he basically said, no one's ever called me to tell me that before. But he basically took a shot at the guy and said, when is Kentucky going to get guys that stay more than 2 years? And then he hung up. That's what's been reported, that this conversation with Higgins went like. I would love to know if that's true. I would love the audio. All right. Fun finish to the show today. Really appreciate John for being on, and Cole Manbeck as well. For Mitch, I'm Tyler. K-State Baseball is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on News Radio KMAN.